Jesus Christ, of true humility thou art the pattern and the reward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'd like to speak to you today, children, about surprises. Life, of course, is full of surprises, isn't it? But you know that, technically speaking, the reason you laugh is because you are surprised. That's why our blessed Savior never laughed. Not that our Lord didn't have a sense of humor, because he did, but rather our Lord didn't laugh because he was never surprised by anything. Well, let's just all sort of sit still at this point and look at the bishop, right? Not do our books. That's good. Sometimes when we are surprised, it leads to sad surprise, something rather unhappy. Now shut that book, shut your book, put it down next to you. Don't make me tell you twice and distract the bishop. Can't say that I'm surprised. And you know why I'm not surprised if one of your students misbehaves? I'm not surprised because the saints tell us we should never be surprised at our fault or at the faults of our neighbor. We must always try to be very patient. Now, when you come across something truly surprising, children, your tendency is to look again a second time, almost to stare, isn't it? Well, life is full of surprises, so is God, and God is glorious in his saints, and the saints are full of surprises. If you look at today's saint, there is a little picture of him, but I mean, if you look at him as you know a little bit his life, Saint Francis Borgia, he would be a very surprising saint. First of all, because he came from a very wealthy and powerful and extremely wicked family. His grandfather, or great-grandfather, was a pope who wasn't really a very good pope, I'm afraid. He was as good as a pope, but as a man, he wasn't very holy. And one of the great mystics of the church said he didn't even save his soul. And he had all sorts of relatives like that that he came from. A very bad family, very bad. Just as people today in public life really are, oftentimes, very bad. And if you looked at him, you think to yourself, well, he'd never be a saint. And if you looked at him, you would think to yourself, doubt he'd be a saint. He was a man of some girth, which means he had a bit of a tummy. And what they say about him, as they said about St. Thomas Aquinas, that they actually had to cut a semicircle in the dining room table for him to sit in, so he could sit close enough to the table. Now you think to yourself, unlikely candidate for holiness. And also, he was a married man with 8 children, as well as, I say, very wealthy and powerful. But he became a religious, a Jesuit, and he was ordained a priest. The people were very surprised at this, and they went out of their way to see him. So much so that the Pope said you could have a plenary indulgence if you went to his first Mass. No one expected that Francis Borgia would become a Jesuit and a priest and a saint. Now, what got him going was one of these surprises that I told you about, children. Sometimes you see something you don't expect and you stop and you look again a second time. People do that all the time. Well, the first time he found St. Ignatius Loyola, who was the great founder of the Jesuits, who would help him to become a great saint, the first time he saw him, he was in chains, and he was being led to prison in Spain by the Holy Inquisition. He had been falsely accused. And really, his whole life long, St. Francis Borgia never cared much for the Inquisition, and the Inquisition never cared much for him. But God cared an awful lot for our saint, because he was so holy. He used to pray for up to 8 hours a day, just even 4 or 5 hours in the morning, just meditating and talking to our Lord. But when he would pray, he would always pray in a very humble way. This humility is what we're thinking about today. So when he would make a meditation, one time he was asked by someone, he said, Father, how can it be that you're so humble? He didn't mind sweeping the floor or doing things like that all day long if he had to. How can you be so humble when you were so rich and you were so powerful? You don't mind doing any of this. Well, he said, you have to understand that for about 7 years now, When I meditate, I think of myself as having deserved to be in hell because I committed some mortal sins before. He was very humble about that. And he would tell me, I'll tell myself very often in the day, hell is where you really belong. And he would picture himself as being right behind Judas, not even as good as Judas. And then one day it dawned on him, our Lord washed the feet of Judas, and he thought to himself, I'm not worthy of having my feet washed by Christ. So he thought of himself as being unworthy even of Judas himself. That's how humble this great and powerful man became by his prayer and by his meditation. His humility wouldn't surprise us because of all the time that he spent in prayer and how much he loved our Blessed Lady. He only tried to do God's will, not his own will, but God's will in everything. So you try that, I challenge you. Try that for a day or for an hour. Just do God's will. It'll be almost unbearable. You'd say, I can't take it much longer. What a penance that would be. Well, that is what our saint did his whole life long. My favorite story about our saint is, having heard this, you won't be too much surprised by it, but still it's an unusual story, even for a saint. To be humble and poor, he would travel on foot with another priest who was a very old priest, and this priest's name was Father Bustamante. And to be extra humble and extra poor and penitential, they would never stay in a motel or anything like that. They would always sleep in somebody's barn or a little cottage or something like that on the ground, wherever they could, outside in the summertime and inside with the straw in the wintertime. Well, one time, he and the old priest were in a barn spending the night, as was their custom, and this old priest had asthma or maybe a sinus condition or something like that. And, you know, how old people sometimes make this disgusting noise, they go, oh. And then they sort of trying to clear their nasal passages, and then they spit. It sounds quite disagreeable. Well, this is what this old priest did. And then, because he was old and he was a little confused, one night he forgot that St. Francis Borgia was sleeping right next to him with his face kind of facing him. And he thought that the old priest thought that he was facing the wall. So when he would spit out his phlegm all night long, he kept on hitting the face of St. Francis Borgia. Can you imagine how it would feel to have somebody actually spit on you even once, much less all night long? And St. Francis never so much as complained. He didn't even turn over, as we do when we're sleeping, so that his face wouldn't be getting the worst of it. No, he accepted it all. And when the sunlight came in the morning, and the old priest realized what he had done, Father Bustamante humbly apologized to St. Francis, and he said to him, St. Francis said, oh, there's no reason to apologize. You couldn't have found a fouler place or a place that's more fit for spit than this old face. That's how humble he was. To us, it would be almost impossible to think of those things, wouldn't it? Well, children, I'm not going to ask you to do something like that. That would be a bit of a stretch, wouldn't it? But it would be excellent if you could try to be humble, maybe say in honor of the Blessed Mother, all day today. Be humble in her honor. And if you do that, and you're thinking of ways, and you say a prayer to at Mass, dear Lord, dear Blessed Mother, please make me to be humble. You know what? You might be surprised. You might even surprise yourself, but you won't surprise God, because our Lord is giving you the graces right now and at this Mass to be a little bit more humble. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.